Board of Health, gun stores, ranges must post warning signs about firearm risks. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 19, 2018. The King County Board of Health is requiring gun stores and shooting ranges to post warning signs regarding risks associated with firearms. On August 7, Breitbart News reported that the warning signs were proposed by King County Council Chair Joe McDermott, D. McDermott's proposal. Require firearm dealers and those transferring ownership of their firearm to post warning signs disclosing the significant increase in risks to health and life from firearm ownership at the time of sale or transfer of a firearm. Signs will also include contact information for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. At all times, operators of shooting ranges will be required to post warning signs disclosing the significant increase in risks to health and life from firearm ownership and also contact information for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The proposal passed unanimously and MyNorthwest.com reports that McDermott commented on the passage of the requirement by saying, "We need to be open and honest about the harm that guns can cause. This means acknowledging there is risk in owning a gun. Often for the people who live in the home that gun is intended to protect." McDermott added, "The goal of this law is to ensure people are aware of the risk and those who may find themselves in a crisis can quickly find help they need so that it doesn't end in harm and tragedy for themselves or others." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.